Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, February 2nd, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. Amazon, Meta, and Apple reported quarterly earnings on Thursday. Let's walk through the numbers. Amazon beat Wall Street Q4 estimates with stronger than expected holiday sales and strong growth in AWS due to investments made in generative AI. Amazon reported $14.7 billion in ad sales, up 27% year over year, and $24.2 billion for AWS, an increase of 13%. Earnings per share were $1 on $170 billion in revenue, well above forecast of 80 cents on $166.21 billion in revenue. Meta also beat the street on earnings and revenue in Q4 and announced its first ever dividend payment. Earnings per share were $5.33 versus $4.96 expected. Revenue came in at $40.1 billion versus $39.18 billion expected. Daily active users were 2.11 billion versus 2.08 billion expected. And monthly active users were 3.07 billion versus 3.06 billion expected. Apple beat estimates for its first fiscal quarter ending December 31st, but saw sales decline 13% in China, one of its most important markets. Earnings per share were $2.18 versus $2.10 expected, and revenue was $119.58 billion versus $117.91 billion expected. Apple did report 2% sales growth in the December quarter, breaking a streak of four straight quarters with annual revenue declines. Gross margin was 45.9% versus 45.3% expected. Tesla has recalled 2.2 million cars, nearly all of its vehicles sold in the U.S., due to a faulty warning light issue. The font size of the brake, park, and anti-lock brake system warning lights is too small, making the warning lights hard to read. Tesla models being recalled include the 2012 to 2023 Model S, the 2016 to 2024 Model X, the 2017 to 2023 Model 3, the 2019 to 2024 Model Y, and all 2024 Cybertruck models. Fortunately, Tesla can fix the problems with an over-the-air update. Affected model owners will receive notification letters starting March 30th. Jessica Rosenworcel, the chair of the U.S. Federal Communications Commission, wants to officially recognize calls that use AI-generated voices as artificial, making the use of voice cloning technologies and robocalls illegal. This news comes after New Hampshire residents received a call impersonating President Joe Biden, telling them not to vote in their state's primary. Under the FCC's Telephone Consumer Protection Act, solutions to residences that use artificial voices or recordings are against the law. Even though Instagram's Threads is the new kid on the block when it comes to social media platforms, the text-based service boasts more than 130 million active users. Mark Zuckerberg said that Threads is growing steadily and noted that Threads now has more people actively using it today than it did during its initial launch peak. Account sharing on Hulu is coming to an end as the Disney-controlled streaming service notified customers that it now officially forbids users from sharing their Hulu logon details with anyone who doesn't live in their primary residence. The new terms were effective as of January 25th for new Hulu subscribers and will go into effect by March 14th for prior and existing subscribers. Apple CEO Tim Cook says that the company has no plans to license Masimo's blood oxygen sensor patents, which are currently disabled on the Apple Watch Series 9 and Apple Watch Ultra 2 in the United States. Masimo is embroiled in a patent lawsuit that prompted the U.S. International Trade Commission to ban sales on the Series 9 and Ultra 2 in the U.S. Cook says Apple is focused on appeal. European Union member countries unanimously reached a deal on the Artificial Intelligence Act, a law that would ban some applications of AI technology, impose strict limits on cases considered high risk, and hem in the most advanced software models with obligations of transparency and stress testing. There were fears that the law would stifle European innovation, but the matter was resolved through the EU's familiar blend of PR offensive and diplomatic maneuvering. And finally, YouTube may not be building a Vision Pro app, but that didn't stop Christian Selig, the developer of Apollo for Reddit, from making one. Juno costs $5, a one-time purchase fee, and uses YouTube's API to load videos in a web view with controls for playback. Juno can run natively on the Vision Pro and even resizes windows based on different aspect ratios, among other Vision Pro-specific features. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.